Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast. Today I'm speaking with Chip Heath, co-author of Made to Stick by Random House. So welcome to the podcast, Chip. So why is it important for B2B marketers to have a sticky message, maybe in comparison to B2C? You kind of touched on that a little bit in your presentation, but I wanted to maybe a little elaboration on that.
I think B2B is just a more complicated situation. So
right.
If you're thinking about, I'm worried about the ambient noise.
Yeah, don't worry.
So B2B marketers have more complex products that they're selling. The pressures to be simple are more difficult. They tend to talk about things that are going to impact the business that they're working with much more.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you really want to get people motivated to make a huge change in their business, that's a bigger task than if you're selling people an order of French fries that they're going to consume
soda
in
water
15 minutes.
Definitely. It's a much longer sales cycle.
Yeah.
So in an age of Web 2.0, what would you advise marketers to do? And I think that challenge is getting much more complex with all of these new channels, blogs, podcasts, etc.
I think marketers actually spend too much time thinking about the channels. I mean, it's just like people in education, when the 8mm film came through, they thought, this is going to transform education. And then the PC came through, and they said, this is going to transform education. Education, when it happens, is about the stories that you tell and the examples that you give. And what's nice about the Web 2.0 technology is it gives you more places to tell stories and more places to give concrete examples. But if you don't have a message that's going to resonate in the old formats, the new formats aren't going to do you any good.
Great. That's a very good point. I thought the stories part of the success formula was the most important part. Do you think this is the most important factor in B2B, or does it all sort of need to be in play?
I think it all needs to be in play, particularly, having a simple kind of core message. I mean, very often stories are a good way to get people thinking about your product, but having a simple framework for thinking about the industry or the business or the business challenges. But I think if I were only to advise people to use one thing, it would be tell a story about another customer that's related to the customer you're trying to target that had a successful business because of what you were able to do for them.
Excellent. You just landed on my next point, my final question, which is, what is your advice for technology marketers that we all seem to be using or overusing the case study, right? Even in advertising, but it's not differentiated. I mean, would you give any advice in that general direction?
Well, I don't think you can overuse case studies, but I think there's a particular kind of case study that is way overused in marketing. I've read a bunch of these documents, and it sounds like the customer sounds like they're a marketing person from our side.
Okay.
And that just loses credibility. When the customer is quoting your taglines and your competitive, if they sound like a marketer from your organization, they're not a real customer.
Mm.
And so the effective case studies are the cases that provide enough concrete detail about the customer situation, where the customer admits doubts or uncertainties about going with things, where they point out, if you have a downside of the complex implementation of your technology, you ought to be honest about it, because the customers you're trying to target are going to experience those too. And I think by talking about in concrete ways what the process was like, what the downsides were, but also if there's good things that come on the other side, those good things, I think that makes the package much more credible. And those are criteria for a successful case study that I haven't seen very often.
Very often. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Good.
Appreciate
questions.
It. And great presentation.
Thanks.
All right.
Enjoy the conference.